Oscar Grant's murder was a towering crime and outrage. An outrage emblematic of a whole epidemic of police brutality and murder in which the whole damn system is guilty. Thousands of people have been shot, tasered, pepper sprayed, or beaten to death by law enforcement. The Justice Department admits that during the 3 years from 2003 through 2005, police in the U.S. killed, on average, one person every day. Yet in the last 15 years, only 6 cops were even charged with murder, and none convicted. This battle for Oscar Grant is at a key juncture, and evidence and testimony today and the protests tomorrow will play a role in helping people understand what is at stake. We need to raise the political and ideological consciousness of masses of people and build massive political resistance. The truth about Oscar's murder must be told. The truth about this epidemic must be told. We must fight for justice for Oscar Grant because we are all Oscar Grant. And we must build powerful political resistance to this whole epidemic of police brutality and the criminalization of a whole generation of youth. That's why we're here today, to expose the lies and cover-ups and get to the truth. Now, what's going to happen today? To get to the truth, we've assembled a powerful list of witnesses, some from Oscar's circle of friends and family, some who have lost loved ones, some who are experts in the issue of police brutality and murder. And we'll talk to these witnesses about 10 minutes each. There's a lot to hear, so we're trying to stay focused and organized. All of the witnesses have much more to say, and there needs to be much discussion over all of these questions. The families in particular, each family's story is worthy of its own tribunal. But this tribunal today, well, we have a really packed schedule and a lot of information to get through, and we need to focus in order to get to the essential points. So we're not going to have questions from the floor. If you do have questions or comments or information, please, please approach us after the tribunal. We are investigating this. So please, if there's more information and if there's a fact we've gotten wrong, please approach us afterwards so we can learn from this. If we have time at the end, we may be able to open things up. So let's all work together to learn from all the powerful testimony and evidence that we're going to hear today. And for media or others, if you have interview requests or seek to contact the families, we're asking that you talk to Sam, who is the press liaison. Sam is raising his hand. He's over there. Now, a word about how Revolution Books is looking at this. We at Revolution Books and Revolution Club see this battle as crucial to not only winning justice for Oscar Grant and stopping police violence, but fighting for a whole different world, a world without police brutality and murder. Police murder is rooted in this system. We need a revolution to uproot all oppression, and we need a whole different system. Today, that means raising the political and ideological consciousness and the organization of the people and building mass political resistance to this system's crimes. Now, as part of this, we join with others of different viewpoints who are fighting police murder. And I'd like to recognize people here and people who have endorsed, including Nicholas Hayward Sr., whose son was murdered by New York police in August of 1994, Renee Saucedo, La Raza Centro Legal, Samina Fahim Sundas, director of American Muslim Voice, and also the people who have been part of this Oscar Grant battle and the struggle against police brutality, including Amnesty International, ACLU, CAPE, BAM and Shanta Driver, AFSC, Caravan for Justice, Olivet Church, San Francisco Bayview, Journalist Junior, Cop Watch, Pueblo, No Justice, No BART, and Project Censored. I want to especially note the bravery of the family and loved ones of Oscar Grant and their generosity and contributions in talking with us and preparing this tribunal, and their help with the Revolution newspaper coverage, including Rosemary Hernandez, Zaporia Smith, who you just met, Tracy Cooper, and Jack Bryson. And I want to emphasize that our hearts are with Oscar's family and his mother, Wandy Johnson, and also the youth who were on the platform that night and downstairs in the station. And our hearts are with all the other families of police murder and brutality who are here today. I was going to bring my cell phone up to demonstrate, but please turn off your cell phones now. And I wanted to let everyone know that DVDs and audio of the event will be available soon. We want to spread this. I'd now like to introduce Larry Everest. Larry is an author and a journalist and a correspondent for Revolution newspaper.